If you're a leader who's struggled to attract and retain top-tier talent, you're plagued by disengagement and a lack of productivity, even inspiration perhaps for your team, then this podcast is for you. Mach 5 Leadership will focus on the two key engines that will drive your organization to new heights. So strap on your seatbelt. Here's your host, Tom Hiemstra.
Welcome to episode number 13, Transcendent Goals or Transmutated Genders, a choice of quantum imaginations. Our dreams and goals are products of our creative imaginations, those quantum imaginations. They reside deep inside us, those dreams and goals, and become our passions, our paths for achievement, and our aspirations that work for us and can propel us into the transcendent future success, growth, and prosperity. Transcendent goals are incredible motivators for our good and the good of our families and communities, coupled with quantum principles that can catapult us into the transcendent zone. Imagination surely does energize dreams and desires. Magnifying those desires or that desired reality through imagination within ethical boundaries empowers people to achieve superior dreams and goals. Once again, imagination within ethical boundaries empowers people to achieve superior dreams and goals. However, with unbridled imagination gone wild with no biological, ethical, physically healthy guardrails, it creates chaos and very small, short-sighted goals. In a quantum world, imagination and reality easily coexist and collaborate, because imagination moves us towards reality to co-create or shape it. And as with most ethical intents and purposes, changes for improvement of the human condition towards the transcendence or transilient zone, that's the good trans. But not all trans are good trans. Trans simply means to cut across. Transition, trans that. There are good trans, and now the progressive left liberals are in our face looking for acceptance and tolerance, trying to force feed the disgusting bad trans like trans fats down your throat. And that trans confusion causes them to live in a very small fantasy world of falsehoods or fake reality. You may have recently heard that with no basis in reality, even the confused White House wants to join the trans agenda. Trans for the Pacific Ocean and continued trans across the Indian Ocean and beyond. Trans trains crossing oceans, adding 8,000 more miles of confusion, cacophony, and chaos from our country's headquarters, where we should pause and legally take note. They do also lead the charge and the world on human trafficking and child exploitation in pursuit of their great misguided fantasies like transgenderism. Case in point, four-star Admiral Rachel Levine is a pediatrician. Although be sure to keep him or her away from your kids, who has served the last 2 years as the United States Assistant Secretary for Health. Health being a huge misnomer, as the Admiral is a disgrace and insult to everyone who has worn our country's uniform. A transgender. But the confusion of trans versus trans, where trans-Pacific, trans-oceanic, trans-Indian Ocean is about trains to nowhere. A similar transition to nowhere is the destination for transgenderism. So with that transition, so to speak, this episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly Trans will save the good trans for later. But as you've seen, first exploring the bad and the ugly trans, the worst is trans destroying our children today. And then afterwards, we'll look at some good trans. You'll want to keep those good trans close so as not to have to worry about the dysfunction and degeneration and destructiveness of trans influencers. With your eyes and minds set on higher things, the transcendence of ethical values. This episode examines where trans can be helpful in terms like transcendence and transformation, or trans can be destructive, as in our latest clash over transgenderism and transmutilation. First, we'll clarify those latter terms, transgenderism and transmutilation. So first, the bad and the ugly trans, transgenderism, otherwise known as transmutated genders or transmutilation. This is where unleashed or unbridled and unhealthy imagination, sometimes known as fantasy, open us to a whole world of hypermania, transmania, a world of crazy corruption, chaos, carnage, and cartoon creations of teenage mutants. Creations that say, look at me, their obsession with self. Or should I say, the adult predator's obsession with exploiting children sexually, by surgery, or chemically, with experimental untested puberty blockers. How can transmutated genders or transmutilation ever be good? Because they're definitely not good for the victim when 13% want to reverse their trans that they got stuck with. But it's unreversible. One crossing, one trans is all you get for a lifetime. The message with regret for those who wishing that they could redo the irreversible is look long term. To undergo transmutation is to change in kind, appearance, attributes, or value. To convert or change into another physical substance or element. Kind of like the four-darling, delightful fantasy Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles mutated by a mysterious alien substance or other world thinking. Now, those are interesting words and phrases. Look it up yourself. Aliens and arising from otherworld thinking mutants? How ironically accurate. From the parallel universe of negativity, these mutants who rose up from collusion with evil forces of the past for the present, and then, of course, the future dehumanization of our civilization, that's fantasy. Fantasy or imagination run amok. It's now invading our new reality. When we tolerate the absurd, like living in cartoon land, la-la land. Look it up for yourself and see the parallel narratives. Transgenderism, when there really is no such thing, only immoral, amoral people twisting biology with evil, corrupting the beauty of our children, destroying the biology and true science of how these children were created. There's money to be made at this, $70,000 each. $70,000 each for surgical or chemical castrations, which explains the exuberance of corruption at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, Boston's Children's Hospital, and many more who will want or are already getting a piece of that action. What does transmutation mean for humans? It means to change or alter in form, appearance, or nature, and especially to a different form. It's from the dark side, the transmutation school of magic and alteration, which isn't far off. Yes, there is such a thing where the wizard is the transmuter who specializes in a process consisting of spells that change the physical properties of some created being or conditions. Transgenderism or transmutilationism or transmutilation is a theory applied to social and physical science. In physical science, transmutilationism is a gross, abusive, chemical, biological, or surgical process, the carving up of kids, where a person undergoes a massive fundamental change in their natural biology, their origin, composition, and characteristics. Sounds familiar, except we put a nice word on it in real practice. Transgenderism. Shh! Don't call it what it is. Transmutilation. Where natural attributes are mutilated, resulting in unrecognizable denigration, irrelevant to its original nature or natural biological state or form. In social science, transgenderism or transmutation or transmutilation means a deviation diverted from the natural identity search and biological discovery path of development. Beyond ethics and the natural, beyond the primary state of origin or the path of essential being to the unnatural, degrading, disintegrating, and destructive, less significant path of diminishing value. Physical or chemical castration of children without the knowledge and consent of parents or guardians is not even legal or ethical in medical practice, but done under the cover of darkness. Definitely that evil darkness we are becoming all too familiar with. Transmutation of species is the process that completely changes the organism through the influence of a mutation, a misguided teacher, parent, or adult themselves. Transmutation of and from something, to or into something, is an act of changing or of being changed into something different. So some might say, what about the fantasy vocabulary term of gender dysphoria? Gender dysphoria, previously known as mental and or emotional illness, is a term that describes a sense of unease that a person may have because of a mismatch between their biological sex and their actual original biological gendered identity. Officially encouraged by one of our female Supreme Court justices, who does not know the definition of a woman, testifying under oath in public. This sense of unease or dissatisfaction may be so intense it can lead to depression and anxiety and have a harmful impact on daily life, bringing feelings of uncertainty about sexual identity. So who's a better leader? One who can discern the role of feelings, like emotional intelligence alone, or one who recognizes feelings in the role of holistic context, as in the quantum world, where feelings aren't the ruler of a healthy individual, only a small Newtonian part of the whole, and merely contribute to the wholeness of an individual in the proper context of physical intelligence, intellectual, IQ intelligence, and spiritual intelligence. That's why identity is so important, one of the five pillars of Mach 5 quantum leadership. That's why a quantum paradigm or quantum mindset and priorities are so important in a complex, interconnected world. Instead, gender dysphoria stirs up anxiety, mania, confusion, and chaos, quite contagious in a culture. Mania's highly energized level of physical, emotional, and mental activity and behavior then becomes a notable change from the usual self. And unfortunately, medical providers, including Vanderbilt, also have an eagerness plus covert manipulation to proceed misguided into the unknown experimental realm, unchecked by ethics, norms, and safe practices. When doctors or hospitals can earn up to $70,000 from the mutilation surgeries of transgender confused victims who are psycho-indoctrinated by doctors, hospitals, predator adults, and teachers, they say the devil's always in the details. In this case, the trans devil is immediately apparent in the details, pointing us to that wily Transmanian devil. Transmanian devil, placing us once again in an evil cartoon of confusion and chaos and noise where the enemy of both individual and community success resides. There is an evil force, that ugly, dirty, wily Transmanian devil. Did you ever look at pictures of the real Tasmanian devil, only found in the island state of Tasmania, also exported to Australia? Well, if you've seen the pictures, then you can picture how the ugly effects this misinformed transgender debate that we're now having for our country's culture has as an effect. The Transmanian devil can be your future world picture and word picture for the dangerous hype and damage we are creating by messing with original scientific creative design. Plus, it's all an easy excuse for perverts and pedophiles. Oh, excuse me, minor attractive persons, as they want to be called now, to bring less stigma to their sickness by making it widespread, tolerated, and accepted. Then once accepted, the mutilation, manipulation, mutation of ethical thought and boundaries can become mainstream, short-sightedly free from critical thought, where children can be freely abused for the gratification of the sick and more powerful, whose lust for more power and personal pleasure invades all areas of free and functioning society. But whether from the Tasmania or Transmania, what is that? What is mania? Mania is a condition in which you have a period of abnormally elevated extreme changes in mood or emotions, energy level or activity level. And all the hype around this subject coming from those with wrong motives, all this to encourage the mutilation, mostly coerced and secret, away from parents, or sometimes even by perverted predator parents. Unfortunately, in our advanced American public education system that sees children and teens as targets. Usually education and counseling from professionals without agendas was safe and sufficient. But now corrupt agendas saturate their motives. Money and power, sex and influence. For more money and power, now we're in secrecy. These pseudo-solutions, mutilations, chemical and physical, are meant for harm, leading to actual physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual harm. Not the quantum wholeness of self that quantum leaders are pursuing for themselves and those they lead. Here, where the social and family divisiveness are played upon, exploited, and physical divisiveness results in the mutilations of genders. Special rights that, not consistent with our Constitution, are demanded and are divisive. So living out the fantasies of sick adults, predators love this new age of transgender illusion, making those most vulnerable easy prey, easy pickings for all the perverts and predators. Predators of thought and control, predators of sexual gratification. Where schools and those who lust after abusive power with children as their victims now boldly proclaim without fear or inhibition, they're coming after our children. You've heard them these last weeks. They're coming for our children. This progressive crowd and the woke teacher cult now blatantly and proudly say it out loud, says they're coming for after our children. Even California laws to interfere with the parent-child relationship are now sanctioning legalized kidnapping, putting therapists and government above parents. In Virginia, the government down through the school boards are interfering with that parent-child relationship as the FBI is complicit in this overreach, targeting parents who fight against unethical school boards. All in the news today and in the name of sexual abuse. Beginning in other states too, probably your state or country too, as I know we have many international guests on this podcast. We should not be surprised from the progressive side of our government that this is anything but progress. From this progressive crowd who relish in the old traditional witch-doctoring practices of child sacrifice extracted and reinserted into our modern world in pursuit of murdering babies, or using mandated experimental vaccines by force, manipulation, now the mutilation of children to virtue signal of their presumed superior power and knowledge, fake compassion. Misinformed, malicious manipulators of truth, where transgenderism presents once again another pandemic of stupidity and corruption. Transgender and transmutilations are transmutations for evil harm groups and individuals causing chaos and confusion. An enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That abusive power of evil in language and abusive power to destroy, divide, and dismember is the highly detestable, unethical transgender world. Corruption affects our rapidly failing Department of Education as well, where the welfare of teachers comes before ignored student interests once again. So it's filtrated even our Department of Education, where our children reside for those first 12, 15 years. One of the biggest cross-national tests is PISA, PISA, the Program for International Student Assessment, every 3 years. It measures reading, math, and science literacy and other key skills among 15-year-olds in dozens of developed and developing countries. So in the 2015 PISA results, it placed the U.S. in an unimpressive 38th out of 71 countries in math and 24th in science. 38th in math, 24th in science. Similar results from the 35 members of the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which sponsors PISA. The U.S. ranked 30th in math and 19th in science. Disgusting and shameful. And miseducation is that unscrupulous fourth grade teacher who leads the quiet, covert propaganda charge to promote chaos. And her friend, misinformed, the propagandist, teachers union leader, is a third-party activist, uneducated, fake teacher, present, though, in the classroom, equipped with an evil agenda, to be a teacher's assistant, to capture our kids mentally, emotionally, intellectually, where knowingly false, dangerous information is manipulated into propaganda for the purpose of promoting failure and traps for the life-altering mistakes of children. This is the fearful side of fantasy and future failure when we manipulate, mutilate, and ultimately forever mutate innocent children. Bad trans, bad ends and means, where the ends are not justified and the means are just gross. It's a world grown wild in our collective conscience of decaying civility, void of a collective conscience, mired in such low levels of empathy where teen victims are harmed needlessly by consenting, ignorant adults, unscrupulous healthcare, and implicit cowardice repulsive on so many levels. Fantasy without limits tends toward future incredible absurdity, whereas reality is what exists now. Fantasy without wisdom turns into basic instant gratification, wish fulfillment that seems quicker, safer in the shallows, before asking hard questions and critical thinking to find deeper truth and better options than what is lurking in the deep unknown, unexplored, unimagined, and unthought of. Fantasy might be teddy bears, lollipops, sexual delights, or superhero adventures. It also might be voices in one's head urging acts of outrage and mayhem or mutilation. Or it might be the confused world of separation and fear that we routinely live in, delusional, needs help, a threatening yet seductive world that promises us the happiness we seek if our fantasies could finally become real. Imagination confronts desire directly in all its discomfort and intensity, deepening the world right where we are, but calls mostly now for caution. So rather, let's consider and then choose a quantum world of connection, common sense, and conscious awareness, a call for caution. Let's transfix ourselves on this and what we said before, that right believing leads to right living and the right actions and then right results. Transfix ourselves, another transfix ourselves on renewed critical thinking. Even while we are stuck motionless with horror, wonder, and astonishment, captivated, mesmerized, shaking our heads in disgust and bewilderment, transfix ourselves on renewed critical thinking. Because we have agency. That is, we can be agents of change. We have a choice. We do not have to be legally or ethically bullied from those who have neither law, biology, nor ethics on their side, trying to manipulate the public to hide their corrupt motives, making minor children victims who are injected with the poison of dysphoria. That dysphoria nurtured and cultivated by sick adults in secret from parents, being forced on an overly tolerant, ignorant, and or passive public. We can become active resistors by taking a stand and embracing truth. Brothers, we can be transistors. No, not because of a surgical, chemical, sexual procedure. See, you still got transgenderism on the brain. We can be transistors. The name quantum electronic term transistor is a contraction from transfer resistor. The transistor can be used as a resistor, exactly what it is for electrical energy. Borrowing from electrical science here and applying it to biological science, a controllable resistance. Technically between the collector and emitter, controlled by signals applied at the base. Shutting down the emitter, which is false propaganda that leads to destruction of individuals and societies. Shutting that down. And then the protective filtering of the collector, which is the children, parents, and public who receive these destructive falsehoods. A quantum transistor is a miniature semiconductor component that regulates or controls current energy flow, amplifying, switching it on or off, and generating power signals, acting as a switch gate for them to strengthen or stop or block its passage. Now you can picture as quantum transistors, we should emphatically block the passage and acceptance of this transgender, de-amplify and cut off the energy flow at the root, where these sick, degenerate fantasizers reside. In fact, quantum transistors have great advantages. Lower power consumption, so high efficiency, less energy waste than other devices, especially in small signal circuits. For greater safety, lower cost, tighter clearances where tolerances are necessarily constrained. So with wisdom, discernment, and leadership, active quantum transistors can ethically act for superior performance and empowerment. And we can resist or transist the transgender movement. Like so many things, trans can be used for good or evil. Transcendence, like transistor, would be trans for the good. To trans or move across to a higher cause. Always seeking a higher purpose. That's transcendence. Recognizing the empowering tool of imagination for transcendence in transforming individuals and organizations to become high performance leaders is trans as a positive force. Or consider again, like we have in episodes previous, transformation is a complete, thorough, dramatic, spontaneous change in form or appearance toward improvement. Human transformation provides a clear path for each individual to live up to their full potential and to live their lives with greater purpose, clarity, and passion. Transformation, remember the elements. R-E-S-T, remember the rest of the story? Remember the R is relationships. The E, experience, or experiential learning is an element of transformation. We saw them in the last episode, how experience invades and forms, invites and inspires in the human experience through the five essential elements of appeal, telos, logos, pathos, ethos, and the chronos, kairos, time element. Remember all the S, also that the S, R-E-S, S is service and the T is truth. Experiences through transformed education designed with those elements and guidelines with renewed mindsets would completely transform our world and provide a quantum model for sustainable success into the transient zone. So there is hope. Integrated with truth, remember the last T of R-E-S-T, the T is truth. Transformation in our schools, individuals, students, and parents would be a powerhouse in our relationships, groups, and communities. Thomas Jefferson says, seek the truth wherever it may lead. So let's embrace the truth and drill deeper. Truth will then take us higher into the transcendent zone and beyond, higher, above the range of normal or merely physical human experience, beyond natural to the supernatural human experience, exceptional, surpassing the ordinary. Remember all this, my truth, your truth, it's irrelevant. There's truth with a capital T, pure and absolute truth. Quantum leaders know their superior truth, not watered down with this capital T, not corrupt, falsified, censored truth. Just survey the battlefield out there and you'll see our real world enemy is the father of lies who deceives, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Seen daily now in the 24/7 news cycle from today's failed leaders and the models they follow. Models that diagram their failure, showing the deceit and corruption involved beyond common decency, ethics, and compassionate leadership. With transformational truth, we can take that quantum leap across, a passing abruptly, so abrupt a break of seemingly and simulated boundaries, continuity breach, a transition from one thing, failure, to another, victory, a transcendent shift. It comes from the transient, both radiant and brilliant jump, a leap of extreme day-night differences, massive variation or improvement in performance, expectations, and results into that transient zone, from darkness to light. To be light, life, and love in order to lead. That's the journey and the destination. Perspectives from the good, the bad, and the ugly. Transformational. It's a quantum difference. So we'll see you there, where the air is rare, in the quantum zone.
So that's it for today's episode of Mach 5 Leadership. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 value private VIP day with Tom Hiemstra himself. Be sure to head on over to Mach5Leadership.com and pick up a free copy of Tom's gift and join us on the next episode.